Two men in very different situations were just a few blocks from each other yesterday talking about the same organization, Cardinal Innovations Healthcare. The former CEO, who was pushed out during a state takeover of the behavioral healthcare organization late last year, was arguing in court that takeover was illegal. Last weekend, the state returned control of Cardinal to a new board of directors and CEO. That man is leading the organization that serves 20 counties through a culture change, one that he tells WFAE's Alex Olgan will be transparent and put patients first.
Trey Sutton, the new interim CEO of Cardinal, says he's trying to do so by changing the culture at the organization that serves people with mental health, substance abuse, and intellectual and developmental disabilities.
What's become clear to me is that there is a culture of fear here. Fear of making the wrong decision, fear of retribution. And I think that that's part of the culture change that I intend to drive.
Multiple employees who worked for his predecessor, Richard Topping, told WFAE they felt that fear. Sutton says he wants better communication with employees and the state health department. He has committed to monthly meetings with the head of the Medicaid division, who is also a former boss. Sutton used to work for the state health department as the CFO of the state's Medicaid program.
Were there certain other specific things that you are planning to be more transparent about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and they range from the micro all the way up to the macro. So one example is, in the past, we haven't published board minutes on the website. Finding certain information on our website was difficult. A lot of that's going to change. I know that we're either close or we already have published all our open minutes on our website. We'll continue to do things like that. Again, operating in a transparent fashion with regard to provider and member communications is also important.
Details of past board meetings before the state took over in late November were released only by request. Those minutes provided little insight into what happened. The state held the previous Cardinal Board of Directors culpable for approving the excessive CEO pay totaling $1.2 million and golden parachute severance packages that were detailed in multiple state audits. The new interim CEO, Sutton, says he'll continue to work closely with the board, but members will still have access to other employees.
So I think what you'll see is a much larger role for compliance and internal audit. You will likely see a much more prominent role of the general counsel reporting directly to the board. What I want to do is I want to make sure that the board has a more direct access to the organization through a number of different channels, and so that information free flows. This gets at the point of transparency and communication too. It's consistent with that theme. The more folks that are talking, the less likely something bad will happen, and so that's my goal.
The new board has signed an agreement with Sutton to stay on as CEO for at least 12 months. And with state approval, he'll make $234,000. His severance would cap out at 12 months. The previous CEO had a contract that had up to 3 years severance and tied the other executives' loyalty to him. So when he left, three other executives left, and Cardinal paid out about $3.8 million in severance. The organization is dedicated to reinvesting that amount of money from administrative dollars back into the community. The details of that plan will be released later this week.
I know there are a lot of people on the waiting list, and so I'm just wondering, is that at all part of what you want to spend either that 3.8 or other money on?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that the 3.8 and other community investments will help some of the folks. What I'll also say is that we're working on some things right now that will enable Cardinal to be in better contact with the folks that are on the wait list, and so that they don't actually need to, it's not just a slot that they would eventually get, but there are things that we can be doing for those folks currently, and we are already doing some of that work. The team has recently briefed me, and it's been at a high level, about some of the initiatives that we're rolling out about how to connect with those folks and get them connected to service providers with dollars that are available.
And he said the days of charter flights, out-of-state board retreats, and fancy holiday parties are over. Sutton's turning his attention to employees and the people Cardinal serves. And he says he's open to criticism and feedback because that's how we can figure out what's working well and what isn't. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.